Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, and it's been an odd week with the phone calls to Jason Cairns. I'll explain in a moment. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, let's see. It is Friday morning. It's July 21st. So, if I go back to Wednesday, I guess, when there was a dropout. I mean, we were talking. We were about ready for you to share the scripture, and I was like,
yeah.
And then I had to call you back, and my response was, I said, I thought you had a heart attack. And I saw our friend Brian Christensen at the O Freedom event Friday night. He's like, Halvo, wow, that was a dark response you had. So,
thanks for having my back, Brian.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, I was just concerned. I was concerned. and then, what is it? Just now I called you and it rang once and then it just was like nothing. So,
yeah, I answered and I could hear you, but I don't know what was going on.
So this is kind of representative of relationships in general. When stuff like that goes on, and say it's just in the relationship, the tendency is to be, right, well, it must be, on my end, it must be your fault, and you must be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But somewhere out there, there's a missed connection, so.
Right.
But I'm glad we're talking now.
Yes, and something else that's happening, right, whether I see Donna and Eau Claire at that event or last night, Keith told me he was at the parking lot picnic. Great to see him from Owen. And he said, well, I love you and Jason in the morning. And he said, I've talked to my son. I'd love to get Jason's book. But Keith is quite visually challenged, and he would love the audio portion of Letters to the Beloved. So if you don't want to voice it, I'd be glad to. I would be glad to.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's finding a quiet studio space. And,
yeah.
You know, it's because I figure if I were to read it, it would probably be about 60 hours or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a long book. I need time and space to be able to do it. And then all the editing with it. I would love to do it. I've had multiple people ask about it and just haven't gotten there yet. So that's a great idea, Keith.
Yeah. Well, as your friend, I'm just volunteering. You know, if you can't get the author to, right? If you can't get the author to, you find somebody else. So, all right.
Anyhow. Right. Yeah.
But we can break it up. You and I and Dawson, you know, break it up, you know.
There you go. We'll each take maybe a book of the, and then switch books.
We could do it. It would call the New Testament draft, where you'd get to pick which book you wanted to read. That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I would pick Revelation, actually. That'd be one of them that I would take. It's one of my favorite books to do, so.
Is that, well, it's interesting because I do, we're trucking along through Galatians, and I get thinking, what do we do next? So, all right, we've covered a lot, though. You know, we've covered a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, well, we are also doing the story that everyone needs to hear, The Bible in 66 Paragraphs, Larry Crabb from the epilogue of another great book that you can get on audiobook. It's Larry and Jim Kress, 66 Love Letters. And so we've reached 1 Kings today, and I'm going to do that one on a standalone. It says, do not make Solomon's mistake. Success is not greatness. So that's just kind of the headline. And 1 Kings is a short paragraph. It just says this, see to it that you don't fall for the devil's hellish lie. Greatness is measured by a fallen world's standards. Neither money nor talent nor power defines greatness. Great people are people who love greatly.
Oh, man, that is such a needed message in our world today. And I think also in the church today, you know, where it's so easy to think, well, if we just had power or if we just had this influence as opposed to love, man, I think Larry was right on with that.
He had a good influence in both of our lives, didn't he?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
I am looking for a Carolyn Aaron song because she's got the power of love, and she uses that reverse, the love of power. So we'll get to that here coming up this morning on WWIB. But we're going to close it out. In fact, we're going to have a couple of Carolyn Aaron songs because I'm speaking in Stanley on Sunday, and the message is they'll know we are Christians by our love, and she's got one of the best versions of that song. So,
perfect.
Carolyn, striking a chord this morning. One Fest a week from today. Yeah.
It's coming up.
It is coming up.
It's coming up.
But even closer is Galatians 4, 12 through 14. Head us into the weekend.
Yeah, it says, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to live as I do in freedom from these things, for I have become like you Gentiles, free from those laws. You did not mistreat me when I first preached to you. Surely you remember that I was sick when I first brought you the good news. But even though my condition tempted you to reject me, you did not despise me or turn me away. No, you took me in and cared for me as though I were an angel from God or even Christ Jesus himself.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, which we're waiting for the audiobook, Letters to the Beloved, you write, I want you to know freedom. When Paul first shared the good news with the Galatians, he lived from that place of freedom, not beholden to Jewish traditions, but living as a free man among them. He initially stopped in Galatia because he was ill, but they were generous and kind toward him, treating him as if he were Christ himself, a sure sign of my common grace because they were not yet converted.
Yeah, you know, again, I think that idea of treating other people as though we were treating Christ himself is something that I know I forget to do sometimes, but I think it's what we're called to.
Yeah, Jesus in Matthew 25, right? Whatsoever you're doing to the least of these, you're doing to me.
Right.
Thank you. I'm sad because you will not be at breakfast tomorrow. You're traveling today and this weekend.
Yeah, I would just ask people for some prayer. I'm going to have a difficult conversation just with aging parents, and they're open to it, and I'm open to it, but I'm not looking forward. But so prayers would be welcome.
Absolutely. We will certainly lift you up and talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
There we go, our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Another parking lot picnic in the books, our 16th in the last several years, Caleb.
Yeah, I'm feeling it a little bit this morning, so hopefully the voice holds out the rest of the way. But, man, we had a great turnout, always busy for lunch, and then even into kind of our overflow parking area by dinner time. And you were here around that supper time, too, tried some of the wood-fired pizza from Ohana.
Great.
I mean, just phenomenal. I mean, Michelle shared some with me. Then I got my own chicken bacon ranch. Then I tried some. My sisters gave me a piece of the Hawaiian that they got when they came here, too. And then, actually, Michelle forgot a little pizza at her desk. And so I was munching on that while I was doing all the social media posts and stuff late last night, too. So I got to try a lot of wood-fired pizza from Ohana yesterday. Two huge thumbs up for all of it.
One of the keys, I think, is the crust. I really love the crust.
Yeah, and again, it's a thinner crust. And I was telling people, it's kind of like the difference between, say, if you have a hot dog, boiling it on the stovetop versus roasting it in the fire, right? You know, at a campfire, it's just so much better that way. And so, yeah, the pizza is just phenomenal from Ohana. I tried the raspberry cheesecake ice cream from Olson's. And again, just great customer service at both of our food trucks yesterday. Really, really enjoyed the food. And a lot of fun was had by tons of families and individuals as well.
Noelle Lauren was fantastic.
She's so good.
Yeah, so it was great to have her here last night. And also, again, just meeting the listeners and the listeners enjoying their friendship and fellowship with one another.
Yeah, I mean, and seeing, again, the kids having fun with the giant bubbles, and we went through a lot of water balloons by design. It was a lot of fun. Hope Gospel Mission was able to talk with a lot of different folks there, everyone from Evening, who I believe has a birthday soon, I think.
Yeah, I mentioned it on the air.
Yeah,
right.
So,
that's right.
Yeah, so she's got a birthday. Linda Veely and Sandy Polzine, Mark Donnelly, who founded, of course, Hope Gospel Mission. So chatted with them. We've got some great sponsors. It was great to see Jesse Green from Water Source brought out his race truck. And my nephew, AJ, loved sitting in that race truck and pretending to be a driver. So, yeah,
now,
inflatables,
people might be
tons
going,
of fun.
Hey, what do you mean by a race truck?
Yeah, so, I mean, you've heard of race cars, stock cars, but this is actually like truck style racing. And you can see the pictures on the WIB Facebook page from last night, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things you can race. And so Jesse's been racing for, I think, 6 years. And so he brought, his race truck for kids to check out and see and climb all over.
Yeah, the weather was fantastic, too. That's the key. I mean, it might have been a little rain that Michelle mentioned to me in the morning. But I'll tell you what, in terms of that cooler weather, people would take that over just, roasting in the hot, sticky humidity.
So. Yeah, thanks as well to Chris Forcier of WNB Financial Advisors. Had some great games out there, too. And together with our sponsors, always got to mention Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC, our presenting sponsor. But Halvo, again, over $2,100 raised in total yesterday for Hope Gospel Mission. And that doesn't even count anything that may have come in yesterday or may still come in today at hopegospelmission.org for people who give directly online. Maybe they said, I don't have a lot of cash on me, but want to help out the cause. So great to hopefully be an encouragement to them and their ministry as well.
Fantastic, and what a worthy cause. In fact, checking it out, yes, Evening Peters from Hope Gospel. Happy birthday to her tomorrow.
tomorrow. All right. So evening, have a wonderful day. And thank you for spending part of your day with us yesterday. I completely forgot.
Yes, I know.
We've got some drawings to do. So hold on, Kevin and 31. Hold on just a second. And we'll get that on the air in a moment. But we've got two different drawings. Yeah. So first we'll do a drawing for Wisconsin Dells, a family four-pack. So thank you to everyone who came out to our parking lot picnics. And two of them so far, and yesterday was parking lot picnic number two. And so this is for a Wisconsin Dells family four-pack. And Havel, the winner of that is?
I was going to tell you what they are. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
First
Hold on, drum roll.
We've got the Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park, the Original Ducks, Circus World, and Top Secret.
All right, who wins all of that? The drum roll again. It's fitting. Double drum roll, four-pack here. Go ahead.
Congratulations to Adam Smith of Eau Claire.
Congratulations, Adam, and family and friends, whoever you choose to bring with you. You are going to the Dells. And next up, all right, so we've told you Dawson on the Drive is doing a giveaway this afternoon for two full Event One Fest tickets. And again, if you've been caught by the sticker patrol recently, you're going to want to make sure you follow the instructions on that ticket for a chance to win four One Fest tickets. That's coming up really early next week. So these are kind of the final drawings. This is from everyone who came yesterday to the parking lot picnic. Two full Event One Fest tickets plus parking for you as well. Havel, the winner of that is
Lisa Westaby of Owen.
Lisa, congratulations. You're joining us at One Fest in just 1 week.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to that 1 week away from, again, a huge family event. Should be the biggest One Fest ever. Cannot wait. And speaking of prizes and fun, kids, yeah, we didn't forget about you. Our WWIB Kids Summer Reading Challenge is back, presented by Avenue Orchard. So kids, maybe get your parents' help if needed, but print off those reading certificates at WWIB.com. Read five books of your choice, then turn your certificates in for great prizes like a free kids' pizza and pop from Sammy's Pizza in Eau Claire, a Pick Your Treat prize from the great folks in Avenue Orchard, and a cheesecake cupcake, there you go, from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. Thank you so much to Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire for helping us encourage kids to spend some time with a good book this summer. All the info at WWIB.com/reading challenge. That's WIB.com/reading challenge. It's 11 before 8 o'clock, our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show and WWIB, getting you caught up on everything that you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. You want to stay informed, and we do that for you, but we know how important your time is, so we do it in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A third of Americans were under extreme heat advisories, watches, and warnings in the last week.
The other two-thirds were in the frozen food aisle trying to cool off.
Good idea.
More than 8,500 authors are asking tech companies to avoid using their copyrighted work to train AI systems.
You know, AI has gone too far when ChatGPT starts a book club.
Right.
A study found that men may recover from the flu faster than women because their bodies contain a greater amount of a protein that helps recovery.
I thought it was because men with the flu stayed in bed watching Netflix while women with the flu still cooked, shopped, and did laundry.
There you go.
A study found that kids 15 and under are not getting the daily recommended minimum amount of exercise.
Apparently, the workout their thumbs get scrolling Snapchat and TikTok doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Researchers say dolphins refer to each other by a distinctive sound. In other words, the researchers say the dolphins have names for each other.
And so far, all the names they found are way better than the ones celebrities give their babies.
I thought they were all called Flipper.
A study proved that people lose more weight if they keep a record of everything they eat.
I don't have to. Everything I eat is already written on that big board behind the register at McDonald's.
Simple.
And finally, another study found that neckties can reduce blood flow to the brain by as much as 7.5%.
This may be the best explanation of Washington, D.C. I've ever heard. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
It is time for the best of the week, and a certain trivia challenge dominated the week Tuesday through Thursday. It's certainly a central part of this week's best of the week. And right off the bat this morning, we've got a special birthday going out from Crystal in Chippewa Falls. She says, on the listener line at 715-396-1670, she says, good morning, Mark. Can you share a happy birthday from Mom and Dad to Ruth, who's turning 5 today? Ruth, here's the message from your parents. You are very loved and we hope you feel special today.
Well, we welcome in now the hardest working woman in Christian music festival history, it seems. Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of One Fest, joins us this morning. Hot off a TV interview this morning and then earlier in the week as well. You're all over the place. Thanks for making out some time for us.
Thanks for having me again.
This should be the biggest One Fest ever.
It is trending that way, definitely.
The schedule is fantastic and a lot of buzz and a lot of... We're counting down the days, just 9 days.
I didn't know it was that 9 days. It's under 10. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Tuesday Trivia. We love prizes. We love contests. We love giving people a chance to win, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. And this morning we have for you, hopefully, if we get this solved, the brand new album from Lauren Daigle. It's her sophomore release. It's titled Lauren Daigle. So the new album from Lauren Daigle could be yours if you are able to solve this. 7% of us are afraid of what?
Is it a fear of dogs?
A fear of dogs. Caleb, I'll call us back. Okay.
Barking up the wrong tree with that one.
Good morning. How about being buried alive?
That is scary.
Man.
I think a lot more of us are afraid of that, but sorry.
There's going to be an aspiring screenwriter who's going to write a horror movie just out of this trivia.
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta. How about clowns?
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those movies they've made recently don't help that.
The famous Judy Collins song, Send in the Clowns. That is not it.
All right, Jason from Rice Lake here. Fear of being eaten by vultures.
Fear of being eaten by vultures.
Being eaten by vultures. All right.
That's not it.
That is an out-of-the-box fear.
Good morning.
Suffocating.
Suffocating.
Yeah, that's scary.
Not suffocating.
Okay, good morning.
We're just going to give a lot of people nightmares.
Good morning. What are 7% of us afraid of that has to do with leisure, sports, and we wear it?
It's all on you, my friend.
I wished it was. Is it a fear of shoes?
Is it a fear of shoes?
Okay, that is specific enough that... I mean,
how do we
give me
say
something
this?
Else? Give me
yes,
something
we'll
else.
Give you add on to that somehow.
Is it a fear of foot covering or fear of toes?
That's not it. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the volunteer.
Vicky, go speak ahead. Up loud and clear.
Wearing bowling shoes.
Wearing bowling shoes. Is it wearing bowling shoes? Are 7% of us afraid of bowling shoes? You got it, Vicky. 7% of us have a fear of bowling shoes.
What did the big tomato shout out to the little tomato who was following way behind him? Ketchup.
There you go. John had me laughing on Monday and again on Friday.
Capping off the best of the week. Thanks, Alvo.